Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Final segment with Edward R. Murrow, an Emmy award-winning researcher and journalist. He's the anchor there at Fox 19 in Cincinnati, Ohio. And he joins us for a final segment, Ben Swan. And we're going to take a few final calls for him in this short segment. Then the economic news. Pot smokers have their guns confiscated if this federal court ruling is implemented. The Justice Department says asset forfeiture. You know, in East Texas, some of the cops will, some of the towns will pull an old lady over and rob her purse. Well, they catch you with marijuana, baby. They're taking everything you got. I'm talking one joint. So we're going to be talking about that. I'm glad that the caller reminded me. Angel in California, you're on the air with Ben Swan. Welcome.
Hello?
Yes, Angel.
Hi. Hey, I have a question for the guest and maybe for you, Alex. I've been microchipped, and I don't know what it's in the back of my head. I'm not sure what to do.
Yeah, that's a good prank call. We don't screen your calls. Very, very funny. I can tell you're not schizophrenic. I can hear you laughing. You think it's funny. But we got chips for people like you. Don't worry. Let's talk to Eric in Ohio, up in your neck of the woods, Ben. Eric, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello. Thanks for having me. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome, sir.
Yes, my question, well, first a quick comment is I have a bachelor's in electrical engineering, a master's in business, and I used to be a certified nuclear medicine technologist, and I'm a veteran. And I live here in Springfield, Ohio, and I'm having a hard time finding a job. And I was wondering, Ben, based upon your research, is more of the Barbati economy based upon what Obama's done or what based upon what John Kasich has done? Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks. You know, just real quick on Ohio, it's tough to say. I mean, certainly the president says because of the auto bailout, they created a lot of jobs. 8 out of every 10 jobs in Ohio is connected somehow to the auto industry, so he definitely gets some credit for that. But then that big jobs board that the Governor Kasich put together obviously is helping as well. So it's probably a combination of the two. But even so, I mean, the unemployment's still high. It's still at like 7.6%, but it's still lower than the national average. So for guys like you, I mean, it's not.
Look, here's the deal, sir. People that have advanced degrees in technology, you'd have to move to China. I mean, to get a job, you've got to move where they're having a growing economy. We've been deindustrialized by policy and undercut by Indian and Chinese workers. And nothing against them. That's just part of the engineering. That's why it's so hard for you to get a job, okay?
Oh, well, thank you very much, sir. And I just want some more clarity.
Thank you, sir. God bless you. I think it was a good point that Ben made. Real fast, JR in Utah. Quick question. Only got a minute and a half left.
Yes, thanks for having me. First time listener to your show. Ben Swan, I've been following you for a little bit now, and I have a question for you. Do you have any concerns about, you know, the message and the facts that you're delivering, you know, to everybody? I mean, pretty much everywhere, you know, how you're bringing the truth out. Do you have any concerns about them shutting down your show and trying to silence you in any way?
No, not really. I mean, right now, again, the support from people has been tremendous. As long as there's support, that's great. And, you know, we'll keep speaking the truth as long as they allow us to. But again, as long as the internet stays free, there's always a place to speak out. And that's the key to it, is you got to keep the internet free, because as long as it is, it challenges that national narrative. Alternative media is what's,
there you go. And that's why they want cybersecurity. That's why old media is supporting web censorship, because they can't deal with the competition. Ben is a talented, smart guy. He could go anywhere, do a talk radio show, you name it, and be successful. I could, because people want to hear the information. Absolutely hit the nail on the head. Well, I tell you, Ben, hearing you here freeform, not just on the news, I'm even more impressed. And we'll continue to follow everything you're doing over at Infowars.com and over at PrisonPlanet.tv. And I look forward to, from time to time, if you ever want to push something out national that you're not already pushing on your own show, or you want to supercharge something, give us a call, because I'd like to have you on every few months.
Sounds good. Thanks, Alex. I appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy. Have a great weekend coming up. Be safe. All right. There goes Ben Swan. Wow. That guy's going places. If we have any freedom left. If the web stays open and free, that guy's going places. He's already gone somewhere, standing up for liberty. Very exciting. Love to see up-and-comers like that. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Bottom of the hour, Ted's going to keep riding the shotgun with us, Ted Anderson. I'm Alex Jones, if you just joined us. Thank you for tuning in here. We love liberty, we love freedom, we hate tyranny, and we will wage war against it. We will not mince words, we will not play games. We are here to show people that they can have courage and stand up against evil. I'm like a bull in a china shop, and I'm coming against the New World Order with God's help, and I need your prayers and support. But that said, coming up, you heard 2 days ago there was a federal ruling saying that the ATF can start doing asset forfeiture seizure. And that means if they pull you over in your car and you've got your deer hunting rifle and they find a marijuana seed that they plant or that, you know, somebody left in there, you are going to lose your car, your firearm. If one marijuana seed is found in your house, they're going to take your house. Now, that's what they're starting to do with asset forfeiture seizure. You've seen even on CNN, Fox News, I'm ashamed to say my own state, the police are actually pretty good in Texas on average. I've been all over the country. But in some of the areas of East Texas, Louisiana is a great state, but it's very corrupt. It's kind of like little pieces of Louisiana in Texas. The cops pull over. It usually makes the news when it's some 80-year-old billionaire woman. I mean, that actually happened about a decade ago, and it's happened several times since with old rich women. They'll have like $3,000 in their purse, you know, Depression era, where they carry the cash around with them, don't trust credit cards. And the cops will just see them getting their license out and say, get out of the car. They take the cash. And, you know, it turns out the woman is, you know, part of the Daughters of the Republic of Texas and one of the richest women in Houston. And then she does something about it. But with everybody else, if you're driving while black or driving while Hispanic in East Texas, you can forget it. I mean, they're taking everything you got. And most of the towns aren't like that. It's certain little enclaves. Because I got family in East Texas. We got a ranch in East Texas. My dad's from East Texas. And, you know, all the middle class and nicer people aren't like that. But there are those little enclaves. I mean, I've been in East Texas swimming at the local city pool when I was a kid. And people come over and say, get out of here, you darn Yankee. But that's a side issue. The ATF is now saying that they are going to take all of your guns without a judge, without a jury, asset forfeiture, admiralty. It's the law of war. It's part of martial law. In fact, that's one of the staples of martial law is asset forfeitures, admiralty, law of the sea. That's how the British would grab U.S. seamen off the ships. That's one big part of the war. And press them into 5 years of service. And folks, most people didn't live 5 years in service in the 1760s, 70s, 80s. In fact, two-thirds of people died after just two missions to the African slave coast, the Gold Coast, because of the malaria and all of it. But I'm digressing. Yes, you heard me right. It wasn't just half the slaves dying on the passage back. It was most of the sailors dying. Incredible history, but I'm digressing. We're now under admiralty, and a federal court ruled 2 days ago that the ATF could take your guns. Well, I finally read the ruling, and it is unbelievable. Guns of pot users to be confiscated. So I'm going to cover that coming up after we get into QE3. And I'm glad a caller mentioned it because there's so much news on my plate. And we're going to be getting to Ted Anderson here in just a moment. But guns of pot users to be confiscated. But it also, Suzanne Posel wrote this. I actually read the order yesterday afternoon, the ruling, and it actually says alcohol, anything. If you ever get on OxyContin like Rush Limbaugh because your back's hurt, they're going to take your guns. I mean, this is big. Remember Obama said, I'll get their guns. Don't worry, outside of law, we're going to go under the radar. Sarah Brady talked about that Obama's promised me he's going to get them. And here it is, and it's just incredible. And so I'm sitting there yesterday with a headline, and I'm thinking, well, this deals with everything. How do we get people's attention? Well, we point out marijuana is what 80 million people smoke at least once a month, a statistics state. 40 million every day, probably higher than that, but... they say 80%+ of Americans have tried it at least once. I've smoked it. I smoked quite a bit of it. Never really liked it. But now they've got these more designer marijuana out there. The point is that this is a big deal. And so are they saying that they can just plant marijuana on me and take my guns? You know, the 68 Gun Control Act states, see, I said I'd cover this later. I'm already covering it. The 68 Gun Control Act says if you're a felon, and people said then, don't do it. Even Charlton Heston, who promoted the 68 Gun Control Act, later said he was wrong by the mid-90s. He said, I was wrong, because now they get you for felonies for anything, while they, the ruling elite, are exempt. So this is a big deal. They're talking about in here now implementing it, that if you get... a drunk driving charge and you agree to the counseling, that you don't know that when you're with the counselor admitting that you drink every day, they're going to call that substance abuse and take your guns. You think they're going to stop with the troops and the post-traumatic stress and just take the millions of veterans' guns? They're going to get everybody's guns by the time they're done. This is incredible. Listen, everybody wants marijuana legalized. I mean, it's in some states as high as 90%+. Understand, it's not as bad as alcohol. It's got a lot of health benefits. It's a lot better than Prozac, I know that, and Ritalin and all the rest of it. It helps a lot of people, cancer patients, you name it. Stop raiding our houses. Stop setting up checkpoints. Stop filling the jails with people that smoke pot. Stop taking people's kids if they smoke pot. All right, now I'm ranting. I'm going to go to Ted. I apologize. I'll cover it before the show ends. I got Dan Badani's five-minute report on do people know about the Constitution. Do Americans know their Constitution? That's coming up. But we're going to spend most of the hour with Ted Anderson. He's a very busy man. Ted is 30-plus years in the gold and silver industry. He's founded Midas. He worked for one of the biggest companies before that. He founded Midas, what, 15 years ago? Or is it 16 now? I was shopping around for gold sponsors. I had a couple of them, and people would immediately say, I didn't get my gold or it's overpriced. So I started researching gold, bought the Red Book, found Midas. They had a good name, went out and got them as a sponsor. Before Ted even had a radio network, he kind of got the idea because he's like, why don't I just put up a network? So I've been with Ted since before he started Genesis. And I bought gold a few other places, and there's a few that are okay out there. But consistently, if you want gold, bullion, silver, junk silver, you name it, or if you want collectibles, Ted doesn't even really promote that, but he's got a ton of it. There at his vaults down the, you know, down the street at the bank. And he's got everything. And he's got it deliverable. If you call up with some weird coin, it might take him a few weeks to get it. But he's been busy while people foolishly, so have I, were, you know, when gold was 1630, selling it the last few months. People have been selling it back to Ted. And I've been buying some of it, and Ted's been buying it. So he's been busy with people selling it back to him. Now he can sell it to you, even though it's gone up 100 and something bucks in the last few weeks. Oh, no, it went up almost 50 yesterday. How much is it in the last 2 weeks? 150, 160? I don't know. Well, that's Ted. But I didn't get him on about the pitch. I really want his – he's a big Ron Paul supporter, was a Ron Paul delegate. He's a big Liberty guy. I mean, that's why he got into all this. And he really knows what quantitative easing means, why this is such a big deal. We just got a great breakdown from Fox News reporter Ben Swan earlier. But Ted, I mean, we've been knowing this was coming so long. And we knew that if they did QE3, it would cause hyperinflation. But this type is just unlimited and open-ended, $80 billion, half of that, $40 billion a month, two private banks just giving them the money, buying crap made-up derivatives. Tell us what the other $40 billion's for and what you expect this to do. And then we're going to get Max Keiser on. We're going to get Webster Tarpley on as an economist. We're going to get Gerald Celente this Sunday, next week. This is big, folks. They are dropping the hammer. I mean, this is like going to the doctor and they tell you you got, you know, stage 4 brain cancer or something. I mean, this is Ron Paul, get the clip ready. Ron Paul said, what's the exact quote? He said, just cue up the Ron Paul clip. He said basically this, you know, we should run for the hills. We should be completely freaking out. I forget the exact quote. Yeah, we're queuing that up right now. It's in our TriCaster. It's in our computer. We played it on the show today. We've already played it. Yeah, that's why we always want to default save stuff into our native computers, because we could lose it if we didn't. We don't have it. All right, let's go to Ted Anderson. Ted Anderson, good to have you here. Good to have you here with us. I mean, this is a big deal. I mean, I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off because I understand what's happening here, and I've had a bunch of coffee and pollen burst, but break down what this means.
Well, I mean, first of all, I mean, the article that you have right up on Infowars.com titled The Banker Bailout is a great explanation of what's going on. Joseph Watson wrote it. But, you know, basically what it is the Fed is trying to step in and stimulate the economy, bail out this is really a bailout for the banks that have these loans or these mortgages. They're trying to stop an economic collapse from happening. People are having a hard time paying their mortgages. There are a lot of foreclosures that are going on. There's way too much debt. We can't afford the debt at 0.25% interest. If they're not stepping in and doing quantitative easing, interest rates are going to go up. And the natural market number is probably 4, 5, 6, 7%. It's certainly not zero. And so the Fed is trying to step in, and now they're saying until the year 2015, however much money it takes, they're going to do quantitative easing. Right now, they're committed to doing $85 billion on a monthly basis, and they're going to do that infinitively. And that's why they don't call this QE3. It is QE3, but there's no destination as far as how much and what the end of this is going to be. They're just going to keep printing money.
Great points. I have the Fed's report somewhere in my stack here. We're going to go over it. $85 million a month of your tax money. Stay with us.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
My name is Angie, and ever since my daughter had alternating diarrhea and constipation, she suffered from hair loss, listlessness, and was stunted in her growth. After getting her onto two supplements suggested by NutriPath Stephen Huer, she has improved dramatically. Her stools have normalized, her hair and her body are growing again, and she is beaming. I credit the majority of her improvement to One World Whey.
Children love the taste of One World Whey, and their growing bodies are getting nature's best source of protein. Evidence shows that non-denatured whey protein powder is a better source of protein than meat, milk, or eggs. If you have finicky children and you want a protein that will support their growth, energy, and healthy brain function, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Kids prefer it over junk food. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
He's found it down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what
they say? Ted Anderson is with us for the balance of the hour. We do have Dan Bedani's report coming up. And I'm ranting. I kind of get in a crazed mode here, sometimes by the third hour, because I'm looking around for the clip of Congressman Ron Paul
And I'm trying to find my Federal Reserve statement, which I have here, and I just get into a frothing mood. By the way, the TriCaster had crashed. That's why the crew couldn't play it. Computers are great, but they also have a lot of problems. But we do have that Ron Paul clip I was mentioning. This is Ron Paul on the news last night. This video clip is up at Infowars.com from the folks over at Zero Hedge. Here it is. The clip with Congressman Ron Paul that we're going to play.
Bernanke has not achieved. That frustrates him, I can tell, is he gets no economic growth. He doesn't do anything with the unemployment numbers. And from my viewpoint, I think the country should have panicked over the fact of what the Fed is saying, that we've lost control. And the only thing we have left is massively creating new money out of thin air, which hasn't worked before, and it's not going to work this time.
So there you go. Ted Anderson, what do you make of that?
Well, Ron Paul's right. I mean, what they're doing is they're creating stimulus, but what are businesses going to do? I mean, right now they're going to gear up for inflation. They're certainly not going to hire more people. They have to, like, pull down the hatches and try to figure out how this is going to affect them. Their costs of their production are going to be going up. They don't know if they'll even be able to sell their product for a higher price. I mean, it throws a whole market in it upside down and throws in turbulence is what it does. You know, and this is not a new argument, Alex. You were talking about how this is a planned event. This is how things came about. I can tell you, Thomas Jefferson was arguing with Hamilton when this country was formed as to whether or not we should have a central bank. Woodrow Wilson was pushing for the League of Nations. That's how we ended up with the Federal Reserve System. You had to read his resume. My God, what this guy gave us is just amazing. The Federal Reserve System, federal income taxes, I mean, the whole thing just goes on. And now we have the system. In order to have money, we have to go into debt. So we go into debt. The Fed creates more money by lending it to us, and now we owe interest on that debt, and it compounds, and it gets bigger and bigger, and now we're at the end of the rope. We can no longer afford the interest because it's consuming 40-45% of GDP at a half a percent. I mean, what do you expect is going to happen? The Fed has to keep the interest rates down now, because if they let the interest rates rise, the United States nation will cease to exist. We will no longer be able to afford the debt. It's beyond control. And yes, indeed, the people that formed the Federal Reserve System and pushed for the League of Nations back in 1913 are now pushing for a world currency and to be able to control the entire planet with a printing press. The politicians love printing presses because they can be bought. They can buy votes with it. They can pass all their programs that they want to pass.
That's by the way, Ted, as you know, Barroso and all of them are over there. Herman Van Rompuy, the heads of the EU, are bragging that they're taking over the once sovereign nations of Europe into a super state run by the banks. This is an economic takeover, and it's not even our debt, most of it. It's their derivatives they signed us on to. And I think that's the only silver lining here, is that there won't be as bad an inflation because they're not really putting it out of the economy. They're giving it to themselves, so it's only luxury items that are going to hyperinflate up front. But a lot of economists say that'll still trickle down.
Of course it's going to trickle down. I mean, my goodness, look at the corn prices. Look at beef prices. Look at, just a loaf of bread. Or what are we paying for gasoline? My goodness, a $10 an hour employee isn't going to be able to afford to fill his tank and come to work. I mean, this is causing economic chaos in the entire economic system of the United States. And what is it going to do to the retirees who have saved their lives and are living on a pension and get Social Security? I mean, it's just going to destroy them. All around, we're putting our children into debt, and we're robbing money from anybody that's saved and just destroying the economy in the
process.
And
meanwhile, Ted, they're buying 1.4 million bullets and more. We have more news coming out on that today, we've discovered. They're getting giant black armored vehicles. They're preparing for civil unrest. They're digging in. They plan on fully imploding things, posing as saviors, getting rid of internet freedom, and making this country go dark.
Well, there you go. Jefferson said that a central bank is more dangerous to the people than a standing army, and now you're seeing why that's true.
He said if you allow them to control the issuance of currency and credit, your grandchildren will wake up homeless on the continent their forebears conquered.
And that's what's happening to us, Alex. It's just a sad shame. And that's why I've been saying, hey, get into gold and silver. Do something a little bit different than staying in this paper money, because that's how they manipulate us. You're tired of these foreigners controlling the United States. You got to do something about it.
Well, we've got to identify the enemy, and that's the globalist. And they run Al-Qaeda as well. That's now admitted. I want to come back and ask you where you think gold's going and more. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching, and I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. GibsonsHealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their health erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from GibsonsHealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque-lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
So what's the Ron Paul quote? We should be panicking over what's happening. Yes. And it's because we've lost our ability to really get upset. You see, when I learned that eugenicists took the country over, who believe in a one-world government to then put stuff in our food and water to sterilize us and basically kill us, and then I discovered they're testing on us right now, the massive increases in death and cancer is just the beta phase, and that their program's going forward, I start yelling and screaming. I'm not like this when I'm at home. But I get up here in front of you and I start making myself focus on this. I get upset. I'm like, please do something. It'd be like if I pulled up in front of your house, if I was driving home and I drove up and my neighbor's house had flames coming out of it. And then I ran over to see if they were okay and the door was locked. And I looked through the window and saw the families laying in their beds with flames. I would knock the door down and go in and get people out. But if I knocked the door down and ran in and they said, shh, there's no fire, I'm like, what do you mean? It's coming through the door right there. There's smoke. Get up. Well, I would just then leave if they refused to get up. Unless they were children, then I'd drag them out. Because I'm not going to make somebody leave. They want to burn themselves up. But here's the problem. We're all in the house together, and one of us alone can't get the door open. We can't get out by ourselves. There's 7 billion people on this world, 310 million in this country. We were the wealthiest country the world had ever seen. The evil all came here to use us as an engine to build their world government. And then as soon as they're done with us, folks, they're going to get rid of us. That's the pattern in history. We have to then be brought down. And these globalists are in power because they are ruthless. And they believe through social Darwinism that they're doing us a favor doing this to us. They think you're weak and pathetic and deserve to be killed. I can't tell you how many executives, you know, in private discussions have said, well, Alex, you notice you tell people this stuff and they don't do anything. Maybe they deserve what's happening to them. Maybe you should try to join the power structure. And even those people that I've met who are making, you know, $5 million a year or whatever, they're not part of the real power structure. They're being attacked as well. These guys will sit there talking to you about this while they're drinking a Diet Coke. And we all do stuff that's unhealthy for us, but that is a E. coli feces genetically engineered to be addictive that will kill you. And I know I got Ted holding and I'm ranting here. It's just that this is madness. This is madness. This is evil people that like to do murderous stuff, putting it into a framework cosmology of they're going to have the singularity and transcend and all this. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're going to destroy everything. Stop now. Stop now. Stop now. Stop now. Using Al-Qaeda against Libya and Syria, and now they're blowing up U.S. embassies. Burning things down, all this. I mean, undoubtedly, you've got this, you know, new bomb threats by Al-Qaeda. They're trying to get a big war going. You've got them announcing the unlimited QE, which is like going to the doctor and being told you got a big brain tumor. I mean, this is bad news, folks. Like, I'm definitely going to drill my deep water well, not just my basic well now. I'm definitely not just going to have some solar panels. I'm going to have to put in the whole thing now. I'm definitely going to get, you know, I mean, this is like, okay, wow, I really am right. You think I'm happy when all of this stuff happens that I'm right and people are going, oh my gosh, that maniac's right. You think I like that? No, I don't like that at all. It's not pleasing. Okay? It's like telling your child, don't stick your knife, your butter knife in the electric socket. And then one day when you're out of the room, they get one and do it and get almost killed and their hair's sticking up on end. And they're crying and got to go to the hospital. That didn't happen to me, but I've talked to parents it's happened to. You think the parent's happy driving to the hospital? I told you not to stick the knife in the light socket. Oh, I feel real good now. No, it's horrible. This is horrible. Horrible. They got FEMA camps set up. The Army manuals admit re-education camps. And folks, if you think shutting up and keeping your head down is the way to survive this, you got it backwards, okay? You got it backwards, bud. Backwards. My instincts to fight this are right, but I can intellectually study history and go, my instincts are right to fight this. Okay? History. Common sense. Breakdown. We've got to fight this and get people out of their trance. Their learned helplessness, mass Stockholm syndrome, Overton window, a normalcy bias. Man, that's our problem. That's our problem. All right, I'm ranting, Ted, and I've got some special reports and things coming up. And I mean, obviously, we're capitalists. We've got to fund ourselves. We don't get taxpayer money, you know, like MSNBC and others do to a lot of people. So I'm obviously wanting to do a gold pitch here, but that's not why you're here today. In fact, you wanted to come on not about that. Ted, you were trying to get into where gold's going, what you expect to happen. But from other countries that have gone this direction, Mexico, Zimbabwe, Germany. I mean, we know what inflation, hyperinflation looks like. Argentina 12 years ago. What do we, all run by the globalists, same playbook. shame. They call it the IMF riot. That got leaked when Joseph Stiglitz left the World Bank. That they actually destroy the economy, so then people riot, and then that destroys it even more. Then they bring in troops and bring in a permanent sense of martial law, which after 6 months of rioting in Argentina and other places, you actually want the troops, even if you know it was all set up. You're still like, finally, the rioting's over. I mean, is that where this is going, Ted?
Well, I mean, to end the violence, I mean, who wants to be able to, you know, walk out with their children and know that you're not going to get attacked or that the streets are safe? But let me tell you something. There's no safety here. You give up your liberty, you will not achieve safety. You're going to be bound by the chains of this whole thing. You know, there's a couple things, Alex. The Board of Governors did press release yesterday. It's from September 13th. We will send that to you. We have it in PDF form. If you want to get a copy of it, study it for yourself to see what the Fed's up to today. I can tell you this. This is not over. People this summer were thinking that this was over, that we had a solution to our economic problems, and there's no reason for gold, because now it went from $1,900 an ounce down to $1,550 an ounce. They're getting away from it. But now we're seeing the thing rear its ugly head, and the Fed has, you know, put on the accelerator, and that's why you see gold and silver just jumping, you know, $40, $50, $60 in one day, silver up $4.50. I mean, that is reality, and that's what we have to look forward to, because the interest on debt is consuming us. The only way the Fed can keep the game going is by keeping the interest rates down. You know, they do not want to face up to the hard facts that we're going to have an economic crises on our hands, and we need to take that medicine. But the longer they try to stimulate, the more they manipulate the markets like they are, the more toxic and the more bitter the pill is going to become to swallow. We could have done this years ago. We'll have to do this in the future. We're going off the cliff. That's why Ron Paul's saying what he's saying. We need to change this. But at this point in time, the only thing that I can tell you to do is get out of their money. If they're wanting to print money to solve their problems like they are, you need to put yourself on a gold standard and a silver standard. Get away from their paper and get into something that's real and
hard.
And
by the way, Ted, we started having you back on because there wasn't really any news in gold and silver. But privately, we were talking months ago. We said, yeah, once the fall starts, they're going to do the QE3. Who could have foreseen QE Unlimited? So that was the only curveball. They always give us a curveball. So I guess they kept their promise. No QE3, just unlimited. It's like, we won't, you know, we promise not to beat you. Now we're just going to kill you. So we told the truth. We're not going to beat you. We're going to bash your brains out. But had you on 2 weeks ago for the first time in months, and we talked about George Soros doubling his gold holdings in one day. Paulson, the head of PIMCO, all these big guys are rushing into gold right now. It's pretty obvious when they make those big moves where it's going.
Yeah, well, I mean, they actually did it ahead of time, too. So, yeah, they could see what's happening. Of course, I could, too. Back in June and July, you know, there were so much economic problems. There's so much trouble going on. And I'm like, going, well, here we go. I get to buy gold at $1,550. I get to buy it at $1,600. I even think it's a great buy at $1,770, which is where it is now. Just because of the fact that I can see what's coming in the future. They have not solved our economic problems. Fundamentally, we're in worse shape than we were before they started the quantitative easing. And it's going to get worse. And that's the problem. And that's why you need to move into something hard and tangible like gold and silver. Like I say, if you get yourself out of the paper currency, you're getting yourself away from their game. And now, you know, obviously gold confiscation is an issue. That's the last thing that we had talked about. The 1933 $20 St. Gaudens is a reflection of what happened in 1933 with FDR when he closed the banks on a Monday and confiscated gold. He got into office, actually closed the banks on a Friday, confiscated gold on a Monday. This kind of stuff can happen again. I would suggest that you get away from their system as quickly as possible and quietly put away gold and silver. That's the main thing, whether if it's bullion coins or whether if you want something rare and collectible. The only thing I can suggest is that you stay as close to melt as possible. I don't think people should be getting into real high-priced rare coins. And that's one of the reasons when you said, hey, throw the Obama deception. We were out of the book, the Big Brother book, and I said, well, that's great. Let's put on let's get Joe Plummer's book, Dishonest Money. And you said, yeah, throw the Obama deception on there. And we still have the American Dream video. It's like the dream package of figuring out how this all gets.
All right, let's
together.
Get clear. Silver has been up in the last week. It's two silver dollars for how much?
It's still, I'm holding it at 63. This will be
okay,
just
you can't
this
get
weekend.
Two silver dollars anywhere for $63. No. And then you get the Obama deception that really exposes what Obama's up to, made 3.5 years ago and light years ahead of D'Souza's film. Show that to people. They want to understand what's really behind this. The American Dream film exposing the Federal Reserve, incredibly produced, and a free book. Two free films. And a book and silver dollars under what you can buy them anywhere. 800-686-2237. Ted wants to introduce you to this, but I will tell you, we're going to run out of the Obama deceptions and then have to reprint them. And so this offer won't be available for a while here very soon. Those are going to sell out very, very quickly the way they're going. 800-686-2237. You can also link through from Infowars.com. There on the right-hand side is a link to that. But, Ted, great. A lot of folks know that's a great deal. In fact, it's an insane deal. I mean, what is silver at an ounce right now?
Well, let me just give you the latest quote here. It is currently trading at $34.73. Two silver dollars right now would be $72.94. You still have to have it shipped to you. So you would have to add another $6.50 on top of that to get it out to you just first class without registered and insured mail. This is a good deal. Then you put those books and the videos of everything put together. I mean, really, you're paying about half price for silver.
And you're doing this just to introduce people, get them in the store. We're not communist here. But people should call and ask for the full spectrum radio list. That is the lowest price coins. The stuff you have on the internet, very competitive. Your other deals, very competitive. The radio list is whatever you've got a smoking deal on because he bought it lower and he can still sell it to you at the low price. But he sold out of stuff he bought a month ago. He sold out of stuff he bought 2 weeks ago. Ted, what gold and silver are you selling now from what point in the market?
Well, I can tell you right now, you can pick up Canadian maple leaves right now at the moment at $1,935. The British sovereign right now is $485.24. The franc is $386.74. And, of course, people are calling in and they're getting much better deals than that. The Walking Liberty half, for those of you who want silver, one of my favorites, $16.88. We have Lakota Nations at 43, just a whole long list. People that would prefer to have the older $20 gold pieces because they don't like the idea of the gold confiscation or the tens. They're at 21.46. $10 Liberties at 10.85. There's a lot of different things that you can be getting into. All I can say, as long as there's printing money, the Fed's printing money, and I don't know why the politicians aren't going to push for that because they don't want to see, they don't want to lose their seats in office.
Yeah, it's simple. We've grown with gold. I've been on air with you since gold was $260 an ounce. And that's why I was totally confident that it would go back up because we know what they're doing. In fact, I'd be happy if they reversed all this. We were proven wrong because we'd have a country. We're just trying to get people lifeboats here. And then your support, we're able to convert in a little bit of gold and silver for ourselves and pay for the radio network and everything we're doing. We're just completely up front with all that. It's a win-win-win-win all the way around. The Alex Jones radio specials are the best deals. That's an Alex Jones special we put together with the two silver dollars. You can see me right there. So, I mean, that's it. Silver at below spot, basically, with two free films and a free book. Totally insane deal. 800-686-2237. 800-686-237. Now, Ted, how long can you hold these specials? Are you going to have brokers there throughout the weekend?
Yeah, they'll be here throughout the weekend. And again, I will raise the prices on that silver on Sunday because, I mean, this was priced at $26 an ounce. Come Monday, you will not be able to order at this price. So that will have to go up.
So you're running out of the silver you bought at 26. That's how you can offer it at this.
Yeah, well, I've been out of it for a while here. I'm just losing money. I'm going to have to change my tact here a little bit because Monday I'm going to have to raise prices. But the most important thing here is that people get those videos, get that book, read the stuff, pass them on to a friend, keep the silver dollars for yourself. These are the real silver dollars that were used back at the turn of the century and going all the way back to when Thomas Jefferson was arguing with Hamilton as to whether we should have paper money or whether we should have gold and silver.
Well, that's right.
Money.
Folks can get numismatic coins, a lot of them, close to spot, and that really is the best. When you're getting a collectible very close to spot, that personally is what I look for myself. And I've been, you know, researching in gold and things for about 16, 17 years. I mean, I knew more than most people before I was even on the air, but now I've kind of burrowed into it quite a bit, obviously. 800-686-2237. Give Midas Resources a call. There'll be brokers there all weekend. If you're listening to this tonight or tomorrow or Sunday, and Sunday evening, what, Sunday at midnight, Ted?
Yeah, Sunday at midnight. Monday morning I will be having higher prices.
800-686-2237. Take advantage of this, folks. I only promote what I believe in. And, well, I told you buy gold at 260, and I mean, was I right? Told you buy it at 1,000, was I right? I told you it went up to 2,000, that they'd drive it down, but it would go back up, was I right? Yeah, we know what we're talking about. We're in a lot of trouble, and we're just saying, hey, we're financing our fight against the tyrants, shelling truth. It's real simple. And we are doing mid-air refueling right now. But I can tell you, a lot of these deals, Ted makes no money. So I'm just trying to support the network and his sponsorship. 800-686-2237. Thank you, Ted Anderson.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Alex.
Yeah, on the nightly news tonight, I should add, we're going to have Gerald Celente for a full hour talking about the massive QE3. And if you're not a viewer of PrisonPlanet.tv, if you don't pay to subscribe, we post it the next day on YouTube. Okay? And we let one membership be six memberships. If you can't pay a dollar a month for a membership, fine. It's free. We could do a lot more, though, if we had your support, like pay the crew even more. But that's a side issue. You support us, we support you. Tonight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv, Gerald Celente. Final segment with Dan Bedani's report, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing a brand new book for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in the challenging days ahead. The Big Book of Off-the-Grid Secrets is packed with hard-hitting information on self-reliance gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, home security, and more. At 436 pages, there's simply nothing like it anywhere. Get the Big Book of Off-the-Grid Secrets by going to offthegridsecrets.com. That's offthegridsecrets.com. Secrets.com or call 800-206-4095. That's 800-206-4095. Order online and get our top 14 off-the-grid special reports free with your order. Reports like Cash Garden, how to grow all the food you'll ever need and stick to your guns, how to legally carry firearms almost anywhere, anytime, plus 12 more reports worth over $350, all free with your order. Order today at offthegridsecrets.com. That's offthegridsecrets.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
It seems that every time you turn on the radio or the TV, there's another commercial for a testosterone product. Do they really boost libido and performance? And which one to try? Well, there is only one TGen, because there is only one Chamonix, a great company with great research. Consider this. In a clinical study on TGen's key ingredient, free testosterone increased in all exercising men, every single one, and 85% of them reported an increase in libido and desire. But TGen also contains zinc, selenium, and plant sterols, vital for a healthy prostate, and it makes TGen a great all-around anti-aging product for any man. TGen means science, results, and the phenomenal customer service of Chamonix. Call to try TGen right now and get a free bottle with your order. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. TGen comes with Chamonix's famous 90-day money-back guarantee. Just in case it doesn't work for you, you simply don't pay. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a nine. So fine.
You know, I like this old TV's greatest hits music, but if I've been seen with Farrah, that means I've been hanging out in graveyards.
But somehow,
I don't mean that as a mean joke. I mean, I think we might need to stop playing this song. Even though I'm the one that put it in rotation 15 years ago. Oh, yeah, I'm the one that programs the music around here. That's why it's so weird. Look, I'm here ranting and raving about all this. Just watch what happens, folks. I mean, we're in the grasp of a bunch of scum. And the biggest thing I can say is we need to stop thinking that they're trying to fix things. This is engineered to pick winners and transfer the money where they want to go. Just like Ben Swan, very impressed with him, what he said the last hour, just like what Ted just said, okay? Ron Paul wants to be nice and friendly. He's like, oh, they're trying to fix things, but it's going to screw things up. No. They're conquering Europe. They're conquering us. They brag about it. Let's go to Dan Badondi's report, one of our great reporters. He also helps produce the radio show out there in Austin, Texas, where we come to you from, asking people if they understand the Constitution and Bill of Rights. In fact, the name of the report is Do Americans Know Their Constitution? Here it is.
Hi, this is Dan Badondi standing in the corner near the Capitol for Infowars.com. And what's your name, sir?
My name is Jason.
A quick question. Who won the Super Bowl last year?
I don't know. I'm out of that whole gridlock.
You got the Giants?
Last year, I believe that the Giants won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, wasn't it Bill Clinton? No. Obama.
Hey, could you tell me who the Vice President of the United States is?
No.
Joe Biden.
Oh, Joe Biden?
You can't ask me questions. I blank.
Obama's vice president.
Yeah.
Joe Biden?
Could you name three Simpsons characters?
Bart, Marge, and Lisa.
Bart, Marge, and Homer.
Bart, Lisa, and Marge.
Could you name the three branches of government?
Judicial, legislative, and... begins with an E. Executive. And I was like,
well, you're close. I mean, a lot of people can't answer those questions.
Legislative, judicial, and executive.
Could you recite two amendments to the Constitution?
Oh, man.
How about the First Amendment?
Freedom of speech.
Yep. How about the Second?
Right to bear arms.
Good. 13th Amendment, I think this is a Women's Rights Amendment. I don't remember. But.
Well, yeah, it was a pocket constitution anyway.
Two of the Bill of Rights, I'll tell you, the first Bill of Rights is no other gods before me. And the second one is the sabbatical, which keeps Father God first.
Well, that's the Ten Commandments, which is great memorizing. That's probably most important. And but do you know the constitutional Bill of Rights, the First Amendment?
No, sir, I do not.
Freedom of speech, the right to bear arms, freedom of the press.
And freedom of speech and freedom of press, what amendment is that?
It's the second one, I believe.
First, yeah. And the right to bear arms is?
The fifth?
Second,
okay.
Second.
We
got the right to bear arms and the right to pay the government a lot of money every day. If you're going to be done, then you gotta be tough. If you get knocked down, you gotta get
read your Constitution
tough
before it's gone. Dan Badondi for the InfoWars Nightly News.
Well, I'll tell you a story of...
Amazing job, Dan Badondi. All right. We'll see you on the Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.